Thanksgiving service, and the scripture that comes to mind is, make a joyful noise, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Wow, that's a long time. That is Psalm 100. I've asked some of our brothers and sisters if they would come and they would give thanks to the Lord publicly. And I specifically asked people that I know don't like to talk in front of people. But this is what I sent to them. I said, this Sunday is our Thanksgiving service, and I'm asking people who normally don't speak in our services to share very briefly. And I put 1 to 3 minutes. You do whatever, but I did that to calm them. About something that you are thankful for, that makes Thanksgiving special to you, or anything that you feel is appropriate to that theme. And so what I would like to do is I'm going to call you by name, and I'm going to actually have you sit up front so that we can shorten the transition time from speaker to speaker, so we don't have to wait 30 to 45 seconds for who's next and come up front to save time. So when you come up, would you please say your name and then share your goodness with us, okay? Christy, why don't you start? Christy asked if she could start because she has to leave to go to work. But she could have used that as an out, but she didn't. All right.
I thought about it. Hi, I'm Christy Polana. And when Pastor Rob asked me to say something I'm thankful for, I thought, oh my goodness, what can I say? I'm thankful for everything. I mean, as a Christian, just look outside, look all around you. There's so much to be thankful for. And then I thought to myself, there's got to be a memory verse that I can, a Bible verse that I can go with this theme. And so all week, this just kept on my mind. Psalms 136:1, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And that was the first song that we sang this morning. And then Pastor Rob just mentioned it. So whenever I read that verse, I can't read it without singing it. I tried, but in my head I was singing it. I am very fortunate to have grown up in this church. I am thankful that I have a loving Christian mom who has and still continues to teach me good Christian values and morals. For anyone who doesn't know, my dad passed away when I was 5 years old. But I have a wonderful support system with my mom, my grandparents, and this church. I am so thankful for that. The last few years have been a little stressful with Kevin having a stroke and my brother with Crohn's and a few others. But God is so faithful as usual. I have learned to lean on him more than I ever have before. And I'm very thankful for that. And of course, I'm very thankful for Jesus and my salvation, my family, and my health. And very thankful for my first grandson, Carter. So exciting. And someday, I am so thankful that I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter his courts with praise. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Beth Alexi. First of all, I want to thank the church family. I recently had surgery, and you guys are amazing with your prayers, your thoughts, cards, food, whatever. I just love your support, love you guys, and you truly, truly have the Savior's heart, and I just want you to know how touched Ed and Nathan and I are. Ed and Nathan and I, my husband Ed and my son Nathan, and I were talking about what we're thankful for. And, you know, and like Ed and I just recently lost our fathers. And so we were thankful for the long life that they had, that we were able to spend with them. And, you know, Nathan said he was thankful about his opportunities that he's had, his college and his friends, and, you know, and he's the next adventure. You know, he doesn't know, but he knows that God's in control and that he'll open the doors he wants him to go through. So just the normal things that we're thankful for, family and relationships, but the Holy Spirit and the Lord, like, has brought me through just teaching. He's a teacher, and he's a gentle teacher, and what he recently taught me, I feel like I should have already known, and I think I did, but the way he brought it out was, we were having guests in our home. We've been having guests in our home, and as a working mom and having a family, I want my house to be clean, perfect, kinda. You know, if anybody drops by and there's dishes in the sink, dear Lord, I'm like, oh my gosh. But the Holy Spirit, you know, what's been going on my heart is what truly matters. And I'm like, what? What? And so my friend, I have a girlfriend that I've been friends with since we were five. She moved to Florida, and her daughter were coming home. Her parents lived here. Her father had just recently passed away. And her mom lives here, though, and she has a big house. But Yvonne asked to stay with us. And we already had some guests staying. And, you know, and I'm like, and she owns a cleaning business. So I'm like, you know, that again, you know, back to in the Lord, what truly matters. And I'm like, okay, you know, it doesn't matter if there's dishes. It doesn't matter if, you know, it needs vacuumed or whatever, which it drives me crazy. But, you know, I want that all done. I do. But so Yvonne's like, you know, could we stay? And I'm like, you know, sure. Okay. You know, so they came and stayed. And I am so thankful that the Lord reminded me that they're not here to see my house. They're not here to see the state of the house. They're not here to see what's going on if you have dishes in your sink. It doesn't matter. What truly matters is your relationship. And you being able to be present with them. You know, don't, and it reminded me of Mary and Martha. Okay? So Martha, you know, Jesus stopped by their house. And so Martha, busy bee, moms, we got to make sure there's food. We got to make sure it's, you know, there's dishes. We got to make sure everything's, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And Mary, excuse me, Mary's sitting there at Jesus' feet. And Martha's like, Jesus, hey, why is Mary get to sit at your feet? Hello? Well, why does she get to see? I need her to help me. She's supposed to help me. And this really spoke to my heart. Jesus said, Martha, Mary chose the right thing. And that just smacked me, you know, and I'm like, Lord, that's it. She chose the right thing. She chose, it didn't matter. Nobody in that house mattered about what Martha, you know, was busy and doing food and getting everything ready. But what was most important was Mary found it. And she chose the right thing of sitting at his feet. And so whenever, you know, we let Yvonne stay and we let, you know, it, like I let, you know, them come in to my home, and it's not perfect, but it's okay. It's okay. Be present with the people in your house. Don't worry about, you know, what's going on. Just be present with them. And Yvonne just texted me the other day, and she said, thank you so much, you know, for letting us stay, because she's planning another trip. And she says, I just want you to let you know, it's just so peaceful. So nice. And So I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. And I didn't use one of my notes, I'm sorry. But I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit and for his teaching. Like it's easy. It's not rough, and he's like, you need to do this or you need, but it's just slow. He's so good. And I am so thankful for my family and for the Lord. And it's just be present. And remind yourself what truly matters. So, thank you.
Hi, my name is John Kevin Palana. Probably not a lot of people know me as John, but of course, not much left after my wife took all my thunder. Gee, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but yes, I'm thankful for everything as always. And thank you for family and my grandson and just peace and the peace of the season. And then you can just feel the burdens lifting off and people smiling. Just I know I don't want to put it into a... you know, that for things and things like that, for presents and things like that, that's not what it's about. It is about again, the presence of the Lord and his grace and mercy on us today, dear Lord. And I pray, I pray all the time too much. I'm even up here. Of course, I'm a nervous wreck. Thanks, Rob, for this. I'm thankful for the things we take for granted. I mean, every day And it's easy to say family and this and that, but I just want to be thankful. I'm just thankful for everything and that, again, for the love of the Lord. And that's about it. Who's next? I hate speaking.
Okay, I'm Mimi Janet Burke. I have it close. And Thanksgiving to me is Thanksgiving every day because I know that God is with me all the time. He gave me a beautiful family. And wonderful grandchildren, and now I have beautiful, fantastic great-grandchildren. So Thanksgiving is every day, and I know that God's with me because he's given me another family. This church family has always been so loving, greeting me and accepting me every time I come. And I love that. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Happy early Thanksgiving. My name is Cody Paskert. And this year, I'm extra thankful for my village. And I know you guys all know the saying. They always say it takes a village, and literally these last couple of months, we've put that into full practice. I've been having some pregnancy complications and hundreds of appointments I have to go to. We've had furnace issues, gas line issues, electrical issues, car problems for both myself and JJ. We had to switch family cars and juggle around schedules to take care of those problems. Sorry, I'm out of breath. That long journey up here. So yeah, we had to juggle schedules around to take care of those car problems. Micah started preschool, and we have to take him to and from that. I swear the boys are sick every single week, it seems. JJ's taking undergrad classes. Micah's playing baseball, and all this while we're trying to potty train Noah to get him out of diapers before the next baby comes along. It's safe to say that things have been messy, and we needed help. So I want to shout out some people specifically, my village, to my mom, my dad, Jesse, Jay, Tammy, Justine, Ray, Meemaw, Aunt Susie, Eileen, Marissa, Bobby Joe. Thank you, thank you, and thank you so much. That list of people that I have is long, and I thank God for that long list. Not everybody is able to have such a long list of people, of friends and family in your corner, and we're so blessed for that. Your generosity and help does not go unnoticed, and JJ and I can't thank you enough for that. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Amber Moore. My husband told me I had to speak last night as he told me he had to work today. I just want to say that we're very thankful for the church family, and I'm very thankful that we have three healthy boys, especially after our pregnancy scares with this last one. And as you can see, he's healthy and crazy. And we're just very thankful that we're here. The last year has been not the best, extremely rough, and we're still trying to hang on, but we're glad that we're here. We're glad that we're still together and working on things, and we're thankful for our boys.
Good morning. My name's Tammy Mandish. You'll know me from sitting in the back pew. Thank you. When Pastor Rob reached out about coming up and giving thanks, I did more reflecting than anything. You know, I'm 53 years old. I started to chop my life down in decades and, you know, what God has given me throughout my lifetime. I was fortunate to grow up in a Pentecostal church, and I've seen God's grace, his goodness, his miracles, people that have danced in the spirit throughout the pews. So growing up with that, I was very fortunate. And he has sustained my life. He has given me some things to be thankful for. And one thing that Nick and I always talk about, every day we can be thankful, like all of you have mentioned before, just to make it home every day, for the job that I have, the vehicle I have. I mean, the house that I live in, and I'm always have food on the table. So I reflected on three major things that I can say that God is great. One of those, I was right here in this church. I was 2 weeks away from having back surgery. I had bulging discs that was causing a lot of issues for over a year. And I believe it was an evangelist, Jolly, that was here, if I remember correctly. And he stopped the service to do an altar call for people that were having hip pain, back pains. And I came up and got prayed for, and I could feel the healing power of God's warmth go through my body. And ever since that day, I've not had any back problems, maybe a neck issue, but, you know, or ear muscle strains or those kind of things. But God has been great. He healed me, and I've never had an issue, and I know I'm not going to have any issues going forward. And that was many years ago, at least 20 years ago. The second was probably 5 or 6 years ago. He put his hand around our daughter. She was coming home from California on I-70 on a Sunday. We were in Morgantown watching our nephew play basketball and got a call from a state trooper. A turkey flew through her windshield. We all know how I-70 is with tractor trailers. She was in the passing lane when this happened. And only by the grace of God that somehow he moved her car to the side of the road, and protected her. When we got back in town, my husband met the tow truck. There was glass throughout the vehicle. It was an SUV, and, you know, she only ended up with some nicks on her hands, a few on her face, and I know that God probably put his hand in front of her safe to save her. The turkey was still embedded in the windshield, And half of it was in the back of the vehicle. So it was very traumatic. And the blood in that vehicle, you would think that something way worse happened. So I praise him for that. So many more things I can think of. But the last thing is I thank God for the gift of my husband. We always say God put us together. There was no reasons for us to be or meet each other, but God always has a plan on what is good for all of us. And soon to be next May, we'll be married 33 years. And I appreciate him being my rock, my best friend. We can laugh together, cry together. And so that is one thing that I am totally thankful for, is the gift of my husband. Thank you.
She'd say something like that, just so she could just outdo me as she always tries to do. But I'm still the king. I don't care what she says, what she does. You know what I mean? She can't outdo what I do. But when we reflected on this. Oh, I'm sorry. Nick Mandish, my wife's Tammy. She's not 53. She's 54. But she probably got nervous when she came up here. Anyhow. Whenever when she told me that Pastor Rob had texted her, I said, no way I'm doing this, because I usually, when I reflect, I cry because I'm emotional. But when I think about the church family to begin with, I remember when we first started coming here, and my brother, it was 22 years ago. No, 24 years ago, 1998, 24 years ago. My brother was dying of cancer. My brother had never been to church, didn't believe in church, didn't believe in a lot of things. But because I came to this church, Pastor D was a pastor then, Rob was here, but Pastor D came and visited my brother every day. And because my brother came, and when you see miracles, I seen a miracle every time Pastor D came. My brother sat in a chair, stared. Staring into space, never moved, didn't talk, is on morphine. And he just sat there and stared, except what I seen was a miracle. When Pastor Dean knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and I let him in, and my brother leaped out of the chair, stuck his hands out, and said, Pastor D, would you pray for me? I never seen nothing like it. It was like God snapped his fingers, and he ran. Not once, not twice, but every time Pastor D came. So eventually my brother died within a month. And we came to church, and we were sitting right there. Tammy and I, Mercedes, and Pastor D said, hey, Nick. I said, yeah, Pastor. He said, I just want you to know your brother's in heaven, because he got saved. And that was one of the greatest things I could imagine at that time. Because of him not ever wanting to go to church or be a church person. I'm always thankful for my family and my wife and the things that we have and the things God done for us. And every day that I wake up, that he's there with me. I'm blessed that I am strong, healthy, and I have his favor on my life. I think back 6 years ago, when my daughter Amy was diagnosed with cancer. And I went to the hospital to see her. And I told her how dumb she was. She thought I was going to yell at her. Her friends was around her. And I just looked at her and I said, you are very dumb. I might use an adjective that I won't say in church. And she just looked at me, and I said, you watched your uncle die, and you went and quit smoking. So I told her then, I said, you know what? I believe in God's healing grace. So you're not going to die. And we all prayed. We met, prayed. And I prayed for her all the time. 6 years later, she's cancer free. She still goes and gets tests. And they do, you know, for your head, for everything in your body. But she's cancer free. Now, I've seen miracles since I've been coming to this church that maybe some people never seen. Yes, I do praise God every day. And I thank him for those lives. My third thing that I want to say is about my grandson, Nathan. He was driving inebriated and coming back from college. He hit a tree. He landed out on the road. And for God's grace, somebody came by instead of running over him, stopped and helped him. And God saved his life. And it doesn't come because anything he did. It's because that as we pray every day, my wife and I, we pray over our family, our extended family, and everybody in our family, and our friends, and the people I have on my prayer list. So the miracles that I've seen since I've been here, and I don't even want to go into the things that he saved me from because I could be here all day saying that. But I mean, there's just a couple of things that I was speeding as I usually do on Maiden Street one day on the way to Cal U. I was coaching there and going to school there. And a car pulled out in front of me, an old Buick. And I was going too fast to stop because he was like halfway in the road. And there was a car coming on the other side of the road by Crency's out there on East Maiden Street. And he was coming. I could see him. So I closed my eyes. And I always remember, and I told Tammy. And the next thing I know, because I thought for sure he was going to hit me or maybe this other guy was going to hit me head on. Closed my eyes, jerked the wheel. When I opened up my eyes, my car was on the other side, past that car on the same side of the road. I looked up. He didn't hit me. He didn't hit me. My car stalled. And I, as I always do before I leave and go anywhere, I prayed that God would have his hand on me. And again, he did. So do I have a lot to be thankful for? Absolutely. And like I said, absolutely the church, my family, the things he's provided every day for us. I can't even imagine the times that we thought we didn't have enough money to do something or whatever it is. And it was always there. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Cameron Polana. How is everybody this morning? My throat, but I got a list of the things I'm thankful for, even though I'm thankful for everything. But I'm thankful for my family, thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for the teachers at Waynesburg. I'm thankful for my pastor, Pastor Rob. I'm thankful for the other pastor at Waynesburg. He teaches my theology class. I'm thankful for him, too. I'm thankful for my education. I'm thankful for the church family, everyone. I'm thankful for my health. And I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. Can I get a hallelujah? Always wanted to do that. Always wanted to do that. My pastor at Waynesburg, he's like, can I get an amen? I'm like, I'm going to do that in church one of these days. But, and especially I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm also thankful for the United States military to be specific. I'm thankful for all that too, but I'm thankful for everything, thankful for everyone. I'm thankful for the church family. I'm thankful for everything, so that's what I wanted to say, but yeah.
Hello, my name is Kyle Polana. I am thankful for my family, my friends, my church family, my pastor. I'm also thankful for my job, and most importantly, I'm thankful for the life that God has given all of us. For God is the author of life, and he is the Alpha and the Omega, and he's from beginning to end. And I am thankful for my salvation. Can I get an amen?
Hi, my name is Jeff Takash, and of course I'm thankful for all this and my family, but it's funny that Pastor Rob was talking about opportunities to do good, and that's what I was thinking about. Is what I'm really thankful for is opportunities and chances. You see, opportunities don't always mean that you do have opportunities to do good. God gives us choices that we make, and you can choose to do good, or you can choose to do bad. I didn't grow up in a church family. I didn't know God or Jesus. We didn't hang out in the same circles. So when I was younger, I usually chose the opportunity to do bad. Instead of saying, hey, don't put them thumbtacks on that third grade teacher's chair, I said, of course I'm going to do that. But through all the bad choices that I made, even especially going through college in my early adult life, going to fraternity parties, drinking, staying out all night, doing things that generally you should not be doing, God gives us chances. Not just one, two, three. For somebody as stubborn as me, it took many chances. But I think, without going through all that, I don't think I would be standing here today. I think that that's what God's seen for me. And sometimes not everybody starts off the same way to get to the same point. And that's why I'm thankful for my opportunities and my choices.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Takash. Took me 3 days to say yes to this because I was trying to get out of it. My brother is the speaker of the family. I can talk in front of people, but not about myself. So I, all week I kept thinking of, oh, this would be a great thing to talk about. And then it'd get a little touchy and I was like, oh, I gotta think of something else. And then I was like, well, everybody's thankful for these things. And anyway, so on the way to church this morning, I made a list of 10 things that I'm thankful for. So number one, I am thankful for family that prayed over me when I was not doing the things that I was supposed to be doing. And I am where I am today because they prayed over me and set the example. I am also thankful for second chances and God's mercy. I had been married before and ended very badly. I did not think that I would ever have a family of my own. The way I had seen it in my head, and God brought Jeff into my life, and then we had Kayla and Cole, and so I always call Kayla my best gift, because I didn't ever think that I would have that, so I'm thankful for that. Number four, I am thankful for our pastor. So we've been here for 2 pastor appreciations, and I always sit there and I'm like, Jennifer, just get up and just say the thing. And I never do. So then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm already bound to this one, so I'm going to throw it out there. So I am so thankful that our pastor loves in action, not just words. I don't know if you remember or not. 9 years ago in December, I had a massive blood clot in my leg, went to my lungs, ICU, very traumatic. That's all I'm going to say about that. But while I was in the hospital, you came and you prayed with me. And at that time, my family was praying over me because I was not what I was supposed to be doing. And it just always meant so much to me that you didn't know me. I was Candy and Art's daughter. And that you just stopped and you prayed with me just always has stuck with me and just always meant so much. And I appreciate that. So there's a twofer there. Thankful and appreciation. And no thankful list of mine would be complete without Autumn, because, hello, she is the most amazing thing. I just love being a grandma. And, I mean, when I found out I was going to be a grandma, I cried. Because I was like, I still have two children at home. Like, I'm a mom. I'm not ready to be a grandma. But, you know, today's her third birthday. And I am rolling with the grandma and the mom and doing the things. And I love it. And with being a grandma, I'm really thankful. A lot of you know my grandma, Janet. I'm really thankful that she's been in my life for as long as she has been. She taught me so much about what it means to be a grandma, and she taught me ways to be, and she also taught me ways not to be. And I was always closer with my grandma. My grandma was my person in my family. And I hope to be that for Autumn as well. So I'm thankful my grandma taught me how to be a cool grandma. I am thankful that in 5 days, I will celebrate 3 years of sobriety. Thank you. I don't like to talk about it, but I'm very thankful. And a lot of you know this last year and a half has been a very emotional, hard year. But I could not be doing the things that I am able to do without God first, and my sobriety. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my dad, and I ain't gonna get all sappy because we ain't going there. But I am grateful for my dad that has always taught us with action. He's not big on words, unless you want to talk about the steel mill. He always set the example of family and integrity, and I'm just really grateful for that. And my brother, because he's awesome. But he's just my brother. He's everybody else's preacher. But I'm so grateful for him. He tells me like it is. And I know that everything that he tells me comes from a place of love. And I'm really grateful to have that in my life. It's important, and I cherish that. And now I'm just going to tell you my last three things I'm grateful for. I am grateful for good food, obviously. I like good food. I tried dieting and eating healthy, and it's just not as fun. So I've accepted the roundness, and I love good food. It makes me happy. I love swimming pools because in the water is my happy place, and I live for summers, and I just want to chill out in the pool, and that's my favorite place. And my garden. I'm thankful for my garden, because it makes me feel like I don't mess things up, mostly, when, you know, you plant it and it doesn't die. And then you can cut it and chop it and put it in your good food. And you're like, thank you, Jesus. So I'm thankful for that. Thank you.
Arthur Van Briggle. I am the dad. She stole half my thunder already. Didn't think I was going to cry, but I'm already doing that. I am thankful. We learned a little bit this last year or so that we all have relationships. So I'm thankful for my relationships in my life. I'm thankful for Jesus. I have a relationship with him. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my earthly father. His name was Arthur also. And nobody is allowed to call me Junior. I was close to him. He was my hero. He told me one time, I was probably about 15 years old, he says, your name is the most important thing that you will ever own. Don't besmirch your reputation. People know you by your name. Don't tell lies, be true, and have integrity in your word. Don't cheat or steal. Be honest in all your dealings. Show respect to others. They will respect you. When someone calls you and they have a need, don't hesitate. Go and help them. I'm thankful for my wife, Candy. We were married 49 years before she went to the Lord. She showed me that faith and prayer can make miracles in your life. She accepted her fate when God called on to her. When the surgeon came down and says, I'm sorry, but we can't fix you. Candy's response with a big smile, sitting there in the bed, the hospital bed, and she says, that's all right. I know where I'm going. I'm not afraid to die. I don't think I'll ever forget that. I am thankful for my legacy. We raised two children. I have a daughter. Well, you've already heard about her wild and rebellious spirit. So I'll skip down through that. The prophets told us to teach your children in the ways of the Lord. They will not depart from it. But when they stray, they will come back. I'm proud of my overachiever, and I'm so proud that she's back. And I have a son. At 5 years old, out climbing a tree someplace, God told him and called him. He said, he's going to preach my word. And from that day forward, Joel has never wavered from God's plan. Several years ago, he suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm and collapsed. But God, in his mercy, put all the necessary people in place and gave him his miracle. Today, you could never notice that he had a life-threatening event. That is new testimony. And with God's blessings, my children have traveled two very different paths, and I'm very proud of them both for who they are. I'm proud of Pastor Rob. He loves on his church family. Loves on his church family. Teaches us, guides us, blesses us all with the word of God, and I'm very thankful for that. I am thankful. I am very thankful for all the relationships that God has blessed me with. I have been very blessed. I'm certain that he is not done blessing me yet. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, everybody has done so well. I enjoyed that very much. I don't come up here because I'm scared to death, and I shake, so bear with me, please. I didn't see anybody shaking up here. My name is Becky Loafman, and I am thankful for my entire family. Some are in heaven. I am thankful for my husband, my daughter, my son-in-law, and for my granddaughter, who is a true miracle. She was a surprise. I am thankful to God for his protection, his provision, and for his forgiveness in my life, for many wrong decisions and many wrong choices that I have made. I thank him for giving me strength to go on when I think I can't. I am thankful for my church family and my pastors, Brother DiPolo and Pastor Rob. And I came to this church as a little girl, and very thankful for that. How that came to be was I had a praying grandma, and she had a very good friend named Ann Harris. Ann Harris had a son named Jim, and Jim and my dad were very best friends since childhood and moved beside each other in Wolfdale. And Jim married Jean Maisie, who is very special to me, and she is like my mother. I grew up with their family, their entire family. And Diane and I have been best friends since my birth. Don't make me cry, Diane. Okay. So I looked up the word thankful. I was scared to death when I got a text from Pastor Rob. So I have had a scary week. I looked up the word thankful. The definition was an expression of gratitude. And Thanksgiving Day was in there. And it said it was a day set apart annually for Thanksgiving to God for his blessings. But I thank God that we can give thanks daily. We can give thanks multiple times a day for everything that God does for us and what he is going to do in our lives. And good things are coming. I asked God how I could be more thankful, me personally. So he showed me some words, and I will be using the word thanks for my example. Am I too loud? Okay. So the letter T is not for turkey, sorry. The letter T is for my thinking. My thinking stinks. I have many thoughts of negativity, which can lead to bitterness and complaining. I also worry, and I future trip. I need to keep my mind on God's word, Philippians 4:8. For whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The letter H is for my heart. I need to love others with my whole heart. I need to do things with my whole heart, which brings fulfillment, commitment, and dedication. The letter A is for asking. Asking God to help me daily in my decisions. The letter N is for needs. To be more mindful of needs of others. And to be helpful and to be more of an encourager. The letter K is for knowing. Knowing that I can't control everything and I have trouble. I have to learn to leave it in God's hands. I had the word knees also, which means that I need to spend more time in prayer. And finally, the letter S is for sharing God's goodness with others. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bobby Durbin. Rob asked me earlier in the week, and I didn't know if I gave you a yes or no. I kind of gave him grief. but then I figured I stressed about it all week, so I might as well just do it. So when he asked about speaking about what I'm thankful for, I guess my immediate response was, I'm thankful all the time. I don't know that I have anything significant to share. Like, what am I thankful for that we're not all thankful for? So then I said that to Marissa, and you know, my 25-year-old daughter gave me the wisdom. I said, I just don't feel like I have anything to share. And she went, Mom, think about the last year. And I was like, oh, like we've had a year. We've had some really high moments. Marissa got married. Eric graduated. Just lots of things with family and friends. We've had some really low moments. We had a lot of medical issues with our dog that 6 weeks of recovery. We've had lost loved ones. We've had job transitions and job transitions three times. But I like through it all, I thought, okay, so what's the common theme here? What would make me, I guess, kind of gloss over all that and just go, yeah, I'm thankful. It's been a good year. But I realized that I'm very relational. Like, relationships mean the world to me. I'm the person that, my family's heard this story this week, I went to get my car inspected this week, and I sat and talked to an 80-something-year-old man for probably 45 minutes while I was getting my car inspected, and that made my week. Like, I am telling you, I came home feeling so good. I'm calling them and going, I just had the best discussion with somebody. Like, it was just, those are the moments for me. And I think that's what, I mean, I work in mental health. So I think because I do it day in and day out, my job can be stressful. And there are times when I think, oh my gosh, how do I do this? And then I have that conversation with someone that says, oh, Bobby Joe, thank you so much for talking to me. Like, I couldn't get through to somebody. Thank you so much. That's so natural to me that I've started taking it for granted. So when I looked back at all those situations, I think that what makes me so grateful every day is in each high moment, in each low moment that we experienced, the relationships, that's what got me through. That's what made me at the end look back and go, oh, it was a good year. I forgot that I was way down here some days, and I forgot that I was way up here, because overall, like, what mattered was relationships. And I know that's not everybody, but I feel like it kind of is. I feel like it's what we all strive for. You know, there are those of us, like, working in mental health, when you don't have those relationships, that's when you can't get out of that hole. So just, you know, I'm so thankful. So thankful for my community here. Because, I mean, it's you guys. It's my family, but it's you guys. And we have quite a village, like everybody else talked on. So thank you.
I hate this more than anyone that was up here today.
So. All right. I'm thankful for God's grace, and I'm Rich Durbin. I'm thankful for God's grace, and I'm thankful for Bobby Joe. She'd be mad if I didn't say that, so I'd forget at the end. But I'm thankful for the hard work that family puts into Thanksgiving. Our family had many consistent years of Thanksgiving routine. Early in the day with the Julian clan, later in the day at my aunt's house, and then in the blink of an eye, they're gone, so our tradition's changed. So our new tradition is going to be going to our niece's house, I'm incredibly thankful for her choosing to host and all the hard work that she and everyone else does. Be appreciative of the traditions that you have while you have them, because they don't last. I'm thankful for my neighbor, Bob Graham, who never hesitated to let me use his lawn tractor for half of the summer. I'll never forget his generosity. I'm thankful for being 52 years old. For anyone 50 years and up, most of us are going through the next phase of our lives. We're at that age where we see wrinkles, gray hair, and can't see as well. We've run households, paid the bills, dealt with sickness, sadness, everything else life has assigned to us. Even if our bodies may not be what they once were, they carry our souls, our courage, our strength. We should enter this chapter of our lives with grace and pride over everything we've been through, and should never feel bad about getting older. It's a privilege that is denied to so many. So, thank you.
All right. That's it for Thanksgiving, yes? Nathan said yes for everybody. That's it, Pastor. We're done. All right. I'm going to ask our ushers if they'll please come up. We're going to share communion together. It's up to you. You call somebody up to help.
Rich, you did such a fine job. You want to help us today?
You going to be able to see the stuff? So they are going to bring you the bread and the pretend wine. So you can just sit in your pew there and our brothers will serve you and then hold it and we will all take it together. I have a scripture that I'd like to read for communion today that I have never read for communion. And as I was just pondering our time together, you can go ahead and pass out while I'm talking. Nobody pays attention to me anyway. So think of the table that you come to this morning is the Lord's table. It's not my table. It's not your table. It's not IFCA's table. It's not any denomination's table. It's not Christian's table. It's not anyone's table except the Lord's. And he prepares a table before humanity. And he says, come. Come, all you are weary and heavy laden. Come unto me and receive rest. And so as I pondered that, there are many who will come and there will be many who will decide not to come to the table. And the Lord waits because the table's always set. And so whether you are a child in the far country this morning or whether you're the child bothered by the sins of your brother, come to the table. Or maybe you're the child that's bothered by the extravagant grace of your father who gives full day's wages to 1 hour workers. And it's just not fair. Come to the table. You're invited to the table of grace today, a table of reconciliation. A table of reconciliation to God and just as important to man. The Lord taught us that if when we bring a gift to him, you know how important you take your gifts to God? Your sacrifices, your however you do tithes, offerings, your good deeds, whatever, your sacrifice of worship. He says, if you have a relationship that is strained, go take care of that first. And then once you've taken care of that, once you've loved on your fellow man, then come back and give me your gift. And so it's a table of reconciliation for God and man. It's a table of love, not hate. It's a table of peace, not war. Thank you, Art. It's a table of self-denial, not a table of indulgence. A table of considering others more important than yourself. A table of forgiveness, not harboring resentment. A table of grace, not grades. A table of acceptance, not class. Or caste. It's a table of peace, not turmoil. It's a table of where mercy triumphs over judgment. It's a table where sin abounds, but grace abounds all the more. And so, would you like to sit at that table? You're invited to it today. Or would you like to still stand afar off, away from the presence of the one who sits at the table. The decision is yours. It always has been, and it always will be. And so here's the scripture that goes with that. It's in the Gospel of John. Listen to the invitation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. And here's your choice today. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, hates the table, and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. That's what we're afraid of at the table, is that we feel like we're not worthy. We feel like we'll be exposed for what we've done or what we're doing. But whoever does, whoever comes to the true light, comes to God, comes to the table, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out by God. So we come to his table today. We come to that place that is representative of his character and his nature. And so on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he come again." Let's take it together. By his stripes, the scripture says, by his stripes, you're healed. That's his body. In the same way he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, would you raise your cup with me, please? We raise our cup to the name which is above every name. They said, "Where else can we go, Lord? You alone have the words of eternal life. King of kings and the Lord of lords." Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess joyfully that Jesus is Lord. And so, Lord, we raise our glasses to you, the King. And we say thank you so much for your blood, your life. You showed us the way. No man has ever seen God but the Son. And Jesus said, "I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it." And God was reconciling the world to himself through Christ. And so the self-giving, self-denying ones gave themselves for their creation. And he who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. And so he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant." Not the old covenant, the new covenant. And he said, "Take and drink," to Jesus. And now may the God of peace, who brought again the Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever and ever. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving with whoever you will share it with. and we'll see you next week. We're going to start a series on the incarnation. Have a great week.